of course, they will hand over to the pastor. Blessing, glory, and honour, power and might and dominion be unto thee, my blessed Lord.
Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one that's come tonight, and thank the Lord for his mercy and grace. I want to ask that everyone would try and really pray for Sister Eiling. She's back in the hospital, and just pray that the Lord would really touch her. It's not going to work, but anyhow. Let's turn in our Bibles to John 17. And Brian wants to thank everyone, Brian Freeborn as well. He rang me last night and I got to chat with him. He's had his operation and everything's went really well. He had to get a new hip in, and I'd said them before the difference it made in Philip. And I think that sort of encouraged him to go ahead with it, and he's went ahead with it. And everything's went well, and he thanks everyone for your prayers. And also my sister Andrea wants to thank everyone for your prayers as well. And pray that God really give her a real touch, praise the Lord. And let's just be praying. Not for today is my title of the night, but there's a question mark at the end of it. So as we go, you can figure it out. Let's stand our feet tonight while we read verse 8 of John 17, verse 8 and verse 14. And we'll have to just try and go ahead. For I have given unto them the words which thou givest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I have given them thy word, and the world have hated them, because they're not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Let's just bow again. And if you have a need tonight, just lift your hand up before the Lord while every head's bowed, every eye closed. And God bless each one. Praise God. There's a few people off sick tonight, but thank the Lord we have a high priest. Heavenly Father, we humbly and reverently come before you tonight, and we thank you that we have access into your very throne room and into your very presence by the new and living way through the precious shed blood of the Lamb of God. Father, I would pray that the Holy Spirit will move in this room tonight that every spirit will be subject to the Holy Spirit. I come against every work of the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. Every stronghold of the enemy, may it be spoiled tonight in Jesus Christ's name. Father, I ask you for the hands raised, you'll meet every need, that you'll answer prayer in Jesus' precious name. We lift all those that are sick before you tonight. I think of Eiling, and we know she needs a real miracle. Lord, we rebuke the devil over her tonight. We pray that you'll touch her this evening in Jesus' precious name. And for Davy West, Father, Lord, may he have made the choice and be ready, we pray. Lord, for others, the sick Matthew and Brother John and other ones, Lord, we just ask you'll touch them tonight in Jesus' precious name. Give our Brother Brian a speedy recovery. We pray for Brother Hard as well, that you'll touch Brother Hard and minister unto him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all that's been already prayed tonight from a sister Andrea, that you touch her as well and give her a full recovery to health and strength, and bless your people in this room. Now, Lord, I need your power and your Holy Spirit, and I take it by faith in the name of Jesus Christ, and I thank you that you do undertake for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. May be seated. Praise the Lord. You know, the living word and the written word of God are absolutely inseparable. And we know that the world hates the believers. And if the world could, the world would be happy to deprive all of us of the word of God. And Martin Luther had a desire that every boy and girl would have the word of God. And thank God that belief came to pass. And today we have our Bibles, and our Bibles is precious. Our Bibles is the word of God. John 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Now we know there's two enemies to this wonderful book before us tonight. And the one says that it's not the word of God. That's one enemy. And it's simply a collection of superstitions and mistakes of men. That's what the one enemy says. But however, on the other hand, we have another enemy. We have another enemy that claims he believes the Bible, but that a lot of things in the Bible are not for the day. And both these are enemies to the word of God. The one, we know it because they're totally against it, but the other, they don't believe God's word today. But, you know, the apostles of the early church, the apostolic days of the church, they believe finished centuries ago. That's what they claim. That's what they believe. And they would rob us of the direction given to us in this book. And there is direction given to us in this book about them apostolic days, and we're to believe them and we're to trust them. But there's a lot of people today, and they reject them altogether. They don't want them, and they don't believe them, and they preach against them. They actually preach against them. And the one the Lord Jesus Christ talks with his disciples, the risen Christ told him to make disciples of all nations. And Matthew 28, verse 19 and verse 20, the Lord Jesus says, go and therefore teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. So we know by Matthew 28 that we are to observe everything that Jesus taught us, and we are to do it unto the end of the world. Well, as far as I know, we haven't reached the end of the world yet. So the commission to go forward and baptize people is still the commission, and we're not at the end of the world. So we must observe all the things that the Lord... This is not the doctrine of the apostle. This is the doctrine of Jesus Christ. This is his words, his doctrine. He's the one that told us to do it till the end of the world. Now let's really look at what the Lord himself is saying. And to teach people that's baptizing all the things that Christ commanded his disciples at the beginning and even on to the end, were to continue. In Mark 16, verse 15, 18, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Now, I know a lot of people say today you don't need to be baptized. Well, the Bible doesn't say that. The Bible says you need to be baptized. And baptism's part of it. Now, the baptism won't save you, but it's part of it. It's part of the instructions. It's the commission. The commission was to preach the gospel. And those that believe are to be baptized. And we know Acts 2:38 tells us how to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. So we're to keep on preaching the gospel. And the gospel is the good news that Jesus saves. So there's nothing that can come. Now follow me tonight. There's nothing that can come and tell us, not for the day, that we don't need to preach the gospel. Because we know that today we still need to preach the gospel the way it was first preached. And we need to baptize. And verse 16, and he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Verse 17, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they'll cast out devils and speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it'll not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. We must really note this evening again into all the world. When we read Matthew and we read Mark, it's into all the world. Tell every creature, he that believeth. And there's no mention in these scriptures here of the signs lasting for a certain time. And the signs lasting for a certain period. And before the end of the world comes, that the signs will be finished and done away with. There's no mention of that in these scriptures. There's no mention anywhere where Jesus says, after a few years, these things will stop. And you won't do it like this no more. It will change. There is no scripture that says that. And I'm going to go to the key scripture that all the denominations use. And even some end time churches today use it. But we're going to go to tonight. See a scripture that people fear. Go straight to it. Never be afraid of it. Because the truth will set you free every time. And if the Holy Spirit's with you and you believe him, he'll guide you into all truth. So never fear scripture that people use to contradict if you know you have the truth. Because if you really look at it, the truth will be in it. They're doing something wrong with it if it's really the truth. Millions of God's children have been deprived of their heritage. The church was to start off with the miraculous signs and wonders. And after a brief period of these signs and wonders, then the Lord withdrew them. I don't see that. I don't see it in my Bible. I don't see it anywhere that the Lord would do that. There's no scripture for the Lord to do that. Now, we know some denominations preach and they'll say, and we're going to go to 1 Corinthians 13. These are the scriptures. These are the scriptures. The lovely scriptures, but I love them as well. And we're going to read down till our verse that we need. We're not going to take one verse and stop on it. We're going to keep reading till we get the full revelation of it. Amen. Verse 8. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I speak as a child, understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Verse 12. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know also as I am known. If I was to ask you, what does verse 12 mean? You would tell me that's the coming of the Lord. And when the Lord comes, we won't need any more of these things that we need now. But until the Lord comes, we are going to need every single gift in this book. A prophet of God said this. He said, God never takes away. He adds to. But he doesn't take away. He adds to. Now, but knowledge, you know, look at knowledge. They say these things will vanish away. How many knows knowledge hasn't vanished away? How many knows there's still knowledge? And how many know that many preachers that use this scripture, they study for knowledge. They spend weeks studying for knowledge. Why are they studying for knowledge? If they believe these verses to take away gifts and things, when then they don't need the knowledge either. Take it all away then. They're taking it totally out of context. And they'll tell you it's not for the day. And the devil's rubbing his hands. Because you see, if we believe something's not for the day, we won't pray for it in faith. But if we truly believe in our heart it's for today, we will believe for it. Now the devil, he'd be like a wee terrier dog. I had a wee dog and she was bred to yap. Because when she went in for the wee fox, she'd sit in front of him. Yum, 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 yum. She was bred for years to do that, so you can't stop her. And them wee demons is bred to yap. And they'll be yapping in your ear while you're trying to faith. They'll be there. But you need to rehearse yourself in the Word of God. Amen. And believe the Word of God and be renewed in your mind by the Word of God. And you know, if a mission's held for people to get saved, and only one or two get saved, them people don't stop the mission, do they? Quite rightly not. You know, years ago when there was a mission held and I got saved, I was the only one. There was no decisions. The wee preacher man, it's wrote in the back of this Bible here, McCluskey, at Mullaphornigan Gospel Hall, he didn't think it was very successful. I was the only decision out of all the meetings. But you see, God would send you across the world for one soul. Now, if one soul's precious, and it is, how many believe that? And we wouldn't stop preaching people getting saved. We mightn't have seen anybody saved in a long time, but we still come here on a Sunday night and preach for people to get saved, trusting that maybe somebody will come in and get saved. It's not the truth. Well, we should keep on practicing on the healing as well, and preaching it and believing it. And when the wee devil comes, well, they weren't healed, and he wasn't healed, and somebody else wasn't healed. But then go back to your own testimony and over your life when the Lord has done things. And tell the devil about that. See what he thinks about it. Knowledge hasn't vanished away. And we know this prophecy will be right into the tribulation. So when they tell you tongues and prophecies to vanish away, Revelation 11 verse 3, and I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. So even in the tribulation, there's going to be Moses and Elijah, and the Bible says they're going to prophesy. So people say the prophecy's done away with, but yet Moses and Elijah, these two witnesses, are going to prophesy. So man can take out of context God's word. You have to acknowledge and admit that the context shows us plainly in verse 12 that this is still to take place. This is the coming of the Lord. And you know that which is perfect is the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's coming. He's coming for his people. And we know that the Lord's still to come. We're waiting on the coming of the Lord. We could say we've saw an appearing of the Lord. The Lord could show himself to you as an individual, but that wouldn't be the actual second coming of the Lord. We're still waiting on the actual second coming of the Lord. It's not the truth. And you know, even the rapture, we'll meet him in the earth. He won't even come to the earth. But after we go with him in the rapture and come back with him, then he's going to stand on the Mount of Olives and shall split, and there'll be a river right up into Jerusalem. And we have living reign with Christ in this earth for 1,000 years. We're waiting on those things to happen. It is absolutely speaking of Jesus Christ's return for his people. And there's no scripture to say that the earthly church will be endued with power and gifts. Then, and then some stage later, they'll be withdrawn. There's no scripture that says that. The scripture says, for the promise is unto you and unto your children and unto them that's afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. God cannot change his word. And his mind about his word, Matthew 5:19, whosoever therefore shall break one of the least commandments or teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And the Lord told us to go into all the world and preach and teach and baptize till the end of the world. So when people say, well, it's not happening no more, and well, you know, there's nothing we can do about it, that's a lie. That's actually a lie. All we have to do is what he told us, preach the gospel. Do you know that T.L. Osborne, when his ministry was starting, and he saw all these different things that he was told by prophet of God, don't try and seek after some spectacular thing. Just preach the simple gospel, and the signs will follow it. And that's what happened. That's exactly what happened. And the Bible says, these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall follow them that believe. But the devil doesn't want us to believe. He wants us to doubt the word of God. Just like he got Eve to doubt the word of God. Every single person that takes up the Bible to preach has a responsibility not to change what God originally said and set forth out as a blueprint in the book of Acts through the apostles. And our only picture for the true church, our only picture for the true church is the book of Acts. The apostolic picture is the picture for the true church. And the church began at the day of Pentecost. The church was inaugurated. It began. And the church began a supernatural, endued with power church. And I believe that God has sent the spirit of Elijah in the 20th century, that our hearts will be turned back to the apostolic faith, what the first church had, so that we would believe like they believed and preach and believe the way they preached and believed. But the devil certainly doesn't want that. And you know, the normal church life from the epistles and messages of the Spirit of the seven church ages, they also confirm it right down. You know, John Wesley believed in miracles. And John Wesley's horse broke his ankle, or done something on his ankle, think it was broke. And he got off it, prayed for it, and God healed it. And in both of them, in his book, John Wesley, in that book it's written that John Wesley said, for man can take faith in God, even the dead can be raised. That was John Wesley. What said that? I have John Wesley's private journal at home. It's thick. And when you follow him preaching all through England, so many miracles followed that man, John Wesley. And he believed in miracles. And I tell you, we should believe in miracles. Right up to Paul's letter to Timothy just before his death, we read in 2 Timothy, and I'm almost finished. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 to 7. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of hands. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So God's given us this power and love and a sound mind. The acts of the apostles should still be continuing. How many believes that? And we believe it's still continuing. Let me read you this wee quotation this evening, and we're going to come and pray. And Peter said in the day of Pentecost, when they'd seen all these things going on and the Holy Ghost working, he said, the promise is unto you and to your children and to them that's afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. If he is still calling, then the same things here. Amen. When did the apostolic age cease then? The apostolic age ceases when God ceases to call. And we know by the commissions that we've read tonight from Matthew and Mark that it's to the end of the world. So we should not concern ourselves, is this for today or is it not for today? But people are preaching, it's not for today. But I'm here to tell you tonight, it's for whosoever believes. Whosoever believes. This is for believers. It's not really for the unbeliever. It's for believers. So I want to encourage you tonight that God is still the same. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, a lot of people have different thoughts on different ministries. And when they talk about William Branham's ministries, they have different wee things they believe with the highlight. But I believe Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe God wants us to follow that, to know that, that he's the same. That we need to come praying and believing. And let us pray for Sister Eileen tonight. It's not good. Let's be honest about it. She's not well. She needs a miracle from the Lord. And I want us to pray. And I know that she's not a young girl no more, but God can still heal her, no matter what age she is. And let us pray and believe the Lord tonight. On others that's not so well either, let's believe God. Let's believe for miracles. Let's believe for signs and wonders. Let's believe for the power of God. You know, I think I mentioned last week when I was in Czechoslovakia and I was meant to go into Russia, and my mum handed me two letters going home after the meeting. Now, I didn't know she was bringing me two letters. But one of the letters was written, she signed at the end, "I'm Tom's secretary." That was one of the women in charge, the missionary women. She wrote the letter. Now I'm telling you, standing here tonight, when I go back in my mind, and you have to go back in your testimony, I had a visitation like I did in jail. And the voice audibly spoke to me and said, "You will depart from this work till another I'll show thee." And God showed me that it's not right for women to be preaching. That it's not right. And I challenged them on it, and I can tell you what, there was near a fight. It turned physical. One of them was going to attack me, a woman. She had the fists all closed, and she was jumping up and down ready to fight. And then they had a wee meeting in their language to tell that I was useless. Because they were all heroes going into Russia with these Bibles. And I was hopeless, sitting back and wouldn't go. What would you do if an angel come to you and said, "You'll not go"? What would you do? And the same voice that's always spoke to you. And I'm not saying the Lord's talked to him every day. He hasn't. You know, some, I'd love him to talk to him at night like that. But I'm just saying, what would you do yourself? You have to obey God. And I tell you, I never went into Russia. But it was on that letter. I just thought it was strange. My mum brought them letters. And I mentioned it. God's real. God is real. Let me tell you, in this meeting tonight, Heather Robinson came to our house many years ago. And we used to have meetings in our living room before we even started having church meetings in a hall. And the power of God would move. And this young woman, and she was overdosed with the medication she was on. Her heart stopped in the ambulance. And that morning, God spoke to me not to go to work and kept giving me the scripture, "Thou canst believe, and I am the resurrection." And the Lord raised that young woman up. And there's a whole lot of other things happened with it. She was praying to her dead grandmother, and the Holy Spirit revealed everything. Playing with cards, and he showed everything. And I challenged her on it, and she said, "It's absolutely the truth, Tom, it's the truth." And I prayed for her, and the Lord delivered her. And I can tell you a lot of things with God done. So when somebody tells me God has done nothing and we haven't seen anything, I know they're a liar. I know that's a lie. That's an insult to me. But if it's an insult to me, it must be an insult to God. And I don't mean, you understand what I'm saying? I'm giving the Lord done these things. I'm not going to deny them. I believe them, that God done them. And you know, when I think of my dad and myself and Ian and where the road we were going and how God turned us all round, that had to be God. I can tell you that had to be God. And I know it was God. Let's come and believe tonight. We're in a battle, but we've got the Lord. Be a slingshot ready tonight. Amen? Get your slingshot ready. Put on the full armor of God. Shield of faith. Sword. The helmet of salvation. Let's go forward. Let's come and pray this evening. God bless you. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight that you are the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. You've never changed. Lord, we're so glad for your mercy and our grace. Lord, we can say like Jacob, we were as a worm. Lord, we were filthy and unclean. We were as the dung of the ground. But you in mercy, Lord, reached down in your mercy and in your grace, and you lifted us out of the miry clay, and you put our feet on the King's highway. We cannot deny your presence and your power. We believe in your presence, and we believe in your power, and we believe the word of God to be our absolute tonight. Father, I pray you'll strengthen your people and you'll confirm your word amongst us with signs and wonders in the name of thy holy child, Jesus. Lord, when they breathed out threatenings against the church, they prayed and the place was shaken and God mightily moved. Lord, you see those that are sick tonight, and our sister Eileen's not in a good way, and Father, we're asking you for your mercy and grace tonight. We're asking for the power of God to come on the scene. We're asking for the angel of the Lord to visit. And oh God, that angel of the covenant that came to Moses right in the burning bush and said, take your shoes off, you're standing on holy ground. Lord, tonight I pray you'll move in her sister and grant her a mighty deliverance, a mighty miracle, that there'll be a turning around, that there'll be a change, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Father, move in the meetings, lay ahead, Lord. Touch your people, revive us in the midst of the years, I pray. Help us to preach the simple gospel. And we believe you'll confirm it with signs, wonders, and miracles. Lord, for those that's discouraged tonight, strengthen them and bless them. Touch them. Grant every prayer request answered. Financial needs, Lord, and personal needs and secret prayers that's been prayed and fleeces has been let out, Lord. May you answer them, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, for the backslider tonight, move on them, I pray, with your spirit. Speak to them again. Move them again. And even for our children that's already been prayed, Heavenly Father, have mercy upon them. Save them and deliver them and set them free. In Jesus' mighty name, we claim every son and every daughter represented by this house tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, bring them to your own self and save them by your grace. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we acknowledge you in all our ways, knowing you'll direct our paths. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we need our own place, what we could meet in worship. We just bring it all to you tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Just let's continue to seek the Lord this evening.